In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are Beans and Crackers. And here to my left,
got Horatio Swagfish.
And to my right,
Swag Tease.
And we are Beans and Crackers. I just realized this one and last one I did not introduce myself.
This is just the grandiose voice we have to my left and Horatio's right.
It is Swag. I'm here sometimes, not all the time. But we're here to talk to you about everything and nothing all at the same time. We do. We make sense with no sense.
We do. That's how we live life. And it's not YOLO. It's making sense and no sense.
I'm trying to pick that in an acronym. I don't see how it works.
MSNS. This sounds like a news station.
That sounds like something Microsoft owns.
We didn't mean anything by that. We're not trying to be sued.
We actually like Microsoft.
Yeah.
One of the few.
Well, some of us, yeah, but
This guy does.
Better. All right, so today we are talking about movies.
The best.
Best movies, or the ones we think are the best.
We're just going to put out our top five?
Yep.
Or enough.
Yeah, enough. Enough. We're not going past five because, you know, everybody knows
they can get... Can go bad.
Oh, yeah.
There's too many great movies, great films. I want to start calling them films.
I wouldn't say we're movie connoisseurs, but, you know, we're up there, though. We're up there.
Some. Some of my movie choices are not as good as others, but I love them so.
I think we can agree on that. But, all right, who wants to go first?
Taylor, you want to go first? I mean, sorry, Spike Fish, you want to go first?
Yeah.
It could be new, old, you know, something or something.
There's a lot of movies.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Saving Private Ryan.
That's pretty good.
That is rude. That's a good
I like
movie.
To Tom Hanks acting in that.
I don't know if that would be the best out of five that we could come in
with. Well, I mean, like I said, it's also your preference, too. If you like them, hey, that's great.
Yeah. How would you put that with
American Sniper?
American Sniper.
Yeah, that's tough.
I really don't remember much of Saving Private Ryan, but I do American Sniper because it was like a couple days ago.
Saving Private Ryan was more deep within what we think is war, you know, because you're always thinking that there's ongoing battle and whatnot, whereas American Sniper had a more realistic feel. You're not always at war. You do have moments where you're relaxing, you're chilling, or you're chillaxing, or you're like strategizing. All right, so this is what we're gonna do. You know, you're with your team leaders and whatnot. So it gave it a more real feel.
Yeah.
But, and it was bright. Because, you know, if you've noticed in dark movies, what they'll do with the lighting is make it dark. You know? It always seems a little dark.
Yeah.
And they bring your feels down really quick.
And see, it's meant to do that, for you to get into the emotion of what they want you to feel and what they're trying to portray. But, alright, continue though with the...
That's a good one. That's a good one, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I actually, between American Sniper and that, like, I think I might have enjoyed American Sniper a little more. Even though it was the most recent one I saw, but I think I enjoyed it a little more.
I enjoyed it a little bit more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just as good as I thought. The way you kept talking about it, I was more into it than I thought I would have
been. That's good.
Well, it was strong.
Yeah, well, it's because it also does something different than other war movies. It ties it with family, you know.
Yeah.
Because in other war movies, they're at war. And yeah, they may write to their, you know, their spouses or loved ones, and you might even hear a voiceover of them, but you never really see them. You never see the connection they had, how the love began, and all that kind of thing. It's just you know about it. Here, you see the emotions, and you're like, no, don't go, kind of thing. No.
And like, I feel like people who see that today can relate to it more because, of course, it's during more this time. And back then, it's almost like a different, just like. Kind of culture in a way.
Yeah, well, and I think it even opens up the eyes to like those who don't have like members in the armed forces.
Yeah.
Because I think those, even though I know it's not even close, I think it's a pretty close portrayal. Because like let's say somebody's who really into it, like he was, and his wife just doesn't want him to go. You know, they're split, and like she's like, you know, I'm gonna divorce you if you leave. I mean, that's a real thing. Yeah, that can really happen. Yeah. So,
which one you put first now? Private Ryan or American Sniper? Is all I chose.
I mean, you could skip too.
Let me come back.
What's one of your tops?
My tops.
Ooh.
You already know this is a touch, a bring home.
I got a quick question.
Okay.
Does trilogies count?
Yes.
Or do we?
I'm gonna count trilogies.
You count trilogies.
Sure.
As one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I got. Okay.
Okay. Well, when it comes to trilogies, then I'm gonna put in The Matrix in there. It's the story's a little cheesy, and you know it's your sci-fi kind of thing, but I like it, and I feel like it wasn't thoroughly finished. I feel like after the third one, which is technically part two of the second one,
so it's like you have two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half. I feel like you could have maybe even gotten a little bit more and expanded on the stories, but overall though it was good. Inception, love me some Inception. It's a really good movie.
Inception, I love it.
So thought provoking.
No, okay. I won't say a year ago. I just showed it to my dad,
uh-huh.
And my dad was like, mind blown.
It was amazing. Yeah, well, I mean, it was a really creative movie. I think I think it was very original.
You're very original.
You look original. But yeah, just that, and then the actors in this movie, it was pretty good.
It was Tom Hardy. He's one of my favorite newest actors.
And so you didn't notice him too.
I didn't notice him the first time I watched it. I didn't know.
Yeah,
Tom Hardy was in that movie.
Yeah, he still hadn't had any really big roles. I think.
And I feel like Batman was one of his biggest roles.
Yeah.
Which I say he did good in.
Yeah.
I like the Batman.
So Matrix Inception. I do love me the newest one that came out, Gone Girl. Oh, really good movie.
I haven't seen that.
Y'all both haven't seen it yet.
Is that?
It's based on the book.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out like.
I'm over here like there's a book.
2-3 months ago. Well, same thing with American Sniper, remember?
Yeah, I didn't know which, American Sniper.
By the way, I figured it out. I think I like American Sniper a little better.
Really? Okay, that's cool. I have the book. I just keep on forgetting to bring it over, so I'll read it. But, Gone Girl, I'm going to have to continue off the director who did that, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I like that movie.
It was really good. It was like it's not your action type, which I'm usually an action type. I grew up with, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, those kind of guys, Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee. I really like that kind of stuff. And I could, like, you know me, I could go off in so many directions in movies.
Yeah,
so there's so many directions. So I'm just trying to like what I can think off the top of my mind right now. So that's four, and then. I do like some of the Batman movies.
Which ones though?
The last one. I think the last
one.
The newest ones. The newest
the
ones.
The Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah, the Dark Knight trilogy.
I give that.
I'm partial to both the Joker and Bane. Tom Hardy on Bane was
a lot better than I remember.
It was so awesome. But then again,
I think he could have done better with his Scottish accent though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did get built for the part though. It was built.
See, that's why they recognize him. One of the reasons I didn't recognize him
because he was so huge.
Big in Batman. And
But in real life though, he's like an actually pretty thin guy.
Yeah.
But
all that work.
I wouldn't say just like Batman. Just a lot of the superhero movies in general. There's a lot of them that are really good. Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Especially that one, but not Green Lantern. I didn't like Green Lantern.
I think I'm the only one who. Really,
yes.
I didn't really enjoy it, but I enjoyed it enough.
I mean, I like that they gave it a chance, but I think they could have done a whole lot better with it. And same thing with like Superman Returns. You know, like it wasn't.
But Man of Steel though, that was.
Yeah, Man of Steel was really good.
Man of Steel was awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I was looking forward to that movie for 2 years. I think before it came out, and it pretty much
was that everything you wanted.
Yeah.
Well, especially the effects on it. Oh man, it was huge what they did with it.
It was like how they. The first villain I think they chose, Zod, was... I think it was a good choice.
Good choice. It was a good build-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That final
fight. And you got to see Superman with a beard. I mean, you never do in any other Superman movie.
Every superhero needs a beard. All of them. From Squirrel Girl to Wonder Woman to Batman. They all need a beard. All
right. Well, that's my quick five. I know it could go a whole lot more, but that's my quick five.
All right. You got more of yours, or...?
You want to continue off yours now that you...
I'm going to have to definitely include the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Okay.
That's just...
Really? It's my genre.
Uh-huh.
Like I really like fantasy and like especially like medieval fantasy. So
yeah.
I would. And they just did a great job with the music, Howard Shore, and the directing, and I like the place in New Zealand where they're at.
Yes.
The place that they filmed, beautiful.
Well, New Zealand has a lot of places because like Avatar is filmed in New Zealand.
And that's beautiful.
It's beautiful too.
Okay, hold on. How you feel about Lord of the Rings trilogy, the Hobbit trilogy?
See, I'm partial to the Hobbit, actually. I like the Hobbit better than the Lord of the Rings.
What you tell?
Well, the Hobbit was ahead, like, a lighter...
it did, and it was more adventurous, but I felt like Lord of the Rings was a little repetitive sometimes with the ring part of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have to go with Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
Because your Legolas... I mean, your boy Legolas is a beast in those movies.
He was a beast in the Hobbit movies, too.
Okay, he's a beast in the Hobbit movies.
But not... I agree, though. Not as much as Lord of the Rings.
Not as much as Lord of the Rings. Yeah. And Aragorn?
Yeah.
Aragorn?
Yeah.
Aragorn. I always say his name wrong.
I think, like, I like how the Lord of the Rings stuck with the book a little closer than the Hobbit. Mm-hmm. Because they changed a lot of things about the Hobbit. Mm-hmm. Like, the part where, like, all the dwarves had those, like quirky personalities. They didn't really have those in the book. But I did actually kind of like that, though, in the movies.
Okay, the King Dwarf in the movies. I don't know. His attitude towards everything, boss. I'm Joseph Gordon.
All right, so that's two, right? Yeah. Lord of the Rings and then American Sniper.
I really like the Bourne trilogy.
I agree. Yeah. I read all those books. Those were awesome.
Actually, I've only seen one of the Bournes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which one it was. It was like eight. And
you might have seen the one that isn't actually part of the trilogy. That's the last one they made.
I didn't see that one. Because that one has Hawkeye in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that guy. Yeah. It's like Aaron Remy or something like that.
Leave it in the comments below.
when I saw that one come out, I was so disappointed because the new author that took it over, he has a name similar to Robert Ludlum, the original author. I can't remember his name, but he's pumped out so many. He put out like eight other series on the Bourne, which I think it ended well. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, by the time the last book, Jason's pretty old. Not like old like what we think, but I guess for action wise, to be an assassin. No, he's not Chuck. He's like he's like in his 40s, 50s, which is like I'm saying, not what we think is old.
Not his dad too.
But to do all the action and stuff he could do before, I don't think he's that anymore. Because the new books, they just keep on expanding, and I think it ruined the story for me.
Ruined it.
Yeah.
Hey, when they continue too far, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. not as good.
Yeah.
All right, Ted, that's three.
I haven't thought of.
Like I said, it doesn't have to be five. If you're good with that, then
that's true. That's true.
Oh yeah.
Let's see.
And then you can always interject and throw something else in there.
See, I don't know. I like a lot of movies.
Yeah.
This is no specific order. I've been thinking the whole time. Y'all been doing this. Ghostbusters trilogy. Ghostbusters, no doubt.
Uh-huh.
I was about to say trilogy. That's not a trilogy.
I'm
giving the benefit of the doubt, the new one. The new one, I'm
giving.
Yeah,
the one that's coming out.
Men in Black trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Will Smith is the great. Bad Boys 1 and 2.
Okay.
Love them. Space Jam's great.
Yes.
That's a classic. Is amazing.
All right. Okay. So let's go into that a little bit. Okay. So for those of you that don't know what it is,
for the two people who have seen it, me and someone else.
Now, if you've never heard of it, it's okay because we didn't. Either, we had never heard of it either.
Nobody I have met has ever seen this.
Except
movie.
For one other person.
Greg.
Yeah.
So that's two people I know.
But okay, when did this movie come out again? All right. Oh, keep in mind, it's a low budget movie. It's pretty much a very, very cheap spin-off of Ninja Turtles, even though it has nothing to do with turtles. It's ninjas who surf.
Ninjas was big at the moment. They're like, yo, we'll make ninjas that surf. And they would surf like twice in the whole movie. But it's got Ernie Jr. He was in Ninja Turtle 2, Secret of the Ooze. It's got the famous, he's a pretty
famous
comedian. He was in Naked Gun.
Yeah, I forgot.
I can't think of his name right now.
Uh-huh. I don't even know Naked Gun movie.
Those are alright.
Is that Tom Cruise? In that?
No.
Oh.
It's some older.
I'm talking about
guy.
Top Gun. That's Top.
Yeah.
Gun.
Yeah, Top Gun.
It's an older guy with white hair.
Yeah. Let's see.
I forget his name.
He's got the black guy from Blank Check. He always pulls off a cool cop. He's also always a chill cop.
Oh yeah, that movie. Yeah.
I've seen Blank Check. Blank Check's pretty good.
I enjoyed it back when I was a kid.
You would enjoy it? I would still enjoy that movie. Let's see, what else? Who else is in that movie? I feel like someone else was kind of.
There is. I forget their names, though.
Oh! Rob Schneider.
There you go. That's who I was thinking of. That's who I've been trying to think of. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
And he's probably the funniest dude in the movie. He makes the movie ridiculously hilarious.
Even though it's not all that great.
It's not that great of a movie, but I love it so
much. Well, I mean, you have a personal connection to it because you saw it when you were young.
Yeah, and I watched it millions of times. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch.
Which is how I feel about, like I said, about all the action movies. Even though a lot of them are cheesy, and that's all about, I'm muscular and I got guns, whatever. Yeah. It's all the same story. I know it is, but it's just that connection. Them. Yeah, you I love them. Yeah.
It could be a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Same thing with the Expendables. They're all old. You know, yeah, they can't do that anymore. But I love it. I was like, I grew up with these guys.
When you make Expendables 4, you will be there.
I will be there.
Not front row, because who sits in front row?
Yeah, we all know the perfect ratio is like in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
Because you're not too far back for the sound, but you're not too close for the picture.
Yeah.
You're like right there.
You're perfect.
But continue.
Okay, how many did I say? I said Ghostbusters.
Men in Black.
Bad Boys.
And then
you haven't noticed, I really like Will Smith.
Surf Ninjas. And then one more.
All right, one more. Let's see here. This is hard.
It's not hard.
Ghostbusters, Men in Black.
This is something that comes, the first thing that comes to your head.
Well, I already know it. It's Batman.
Oh, Batman! Oh yeah, I don't forget.
So
Batman.
if you don't know his, I don't know why he would even forget that, because this guy lives, breathes Batman.
If it's Batman, if it's Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
if
that's
it's Batman. If it's Ninja Turtles, if it's Pokemon.
Okay, so
I'll live it. I'll breathe
to
it.
To give
I'll
you a picture. Of this guy. He's wearing a Ninja Turtle shirt right now, and we're drinking out of Batman cups. This is how much he lives and breathes these guys.
Yesterday he was wearing a Batman shirt with a cape on it.
Yeah. I had a cape. Y'all better watch out. We're going to put that as a stuff. I have a Batman shirt with a cape.
Yeah, that might be another episode where we just talk about what you have that's like superhero based. He has like a toothbrush holder that's Batman.
My Batman, it's the Batman symbol. If I had some toothpaste that was Ninja Turtles, y'all would probably believe me that I had it.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't put it past you, like, oh, you already own that.
Yeah, Amable will probably see it. He's got this.
Like,
really, really nerdy about this.
If honestly, like if, and we, well, we, there was this girl he checked out one time who had a Camaro, one of the new models, that was Batmobiled.
It was a Batmaro. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was really
awesome.
Nice.
It was awesome.
And if
it
he
was
could,
her boyfriend's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
way to put a guy down.
Put me back down, Taylor. Got over it recently.
But yeah, like if you could add a little bit more to that body kit, that would be his car.
That would be my car.
That would be his car.
Well, I thought of three movies.
Okay.
Okay.
Throw them out there.
It's also not just movies, but like a group. So Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Harry Potter.
I've never seen any of those. It didn't capture my attention, but
okay. I feel like it should though.
Yeah, I just like the magic mm-hmm. aspect, and then like I think that just the way the plot is that's really cool, and mm-hmm. the Fast and the Furious.
I do like to make some Fast and the Furious.
I've only seen two,
especially the later ones. I mean, the first one was good to me, but I think they just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, well, because the first ones were more what you thought it would be, like cheesy. Yeah, let's race in these nice fancy neon colored cars, and now they're more like
more rough looking cars.
Yeah,
but that's how it should be, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, it should be like the title at first, and then I guess I mean they can't just keep it like that the same the whole time.
I'll tell you, I did get really, really interested when they added The Rock.
Yes,
I really like The Rock. The Rock's the dude.
I really liked the third one, which is Tokyo Drift. I'm really big into drifting. There's just something about that capability of doing that with a car.
All that slow was a very Fast and the Furious movie.
And then, of course, you know, I mean, all of us here can drive a stick shift.
Yeah.
So, and that just adds to the greatness of it, just having control over a car and just feeling.
I do remember, because I saw Tokyo Drift before I started learning to drive.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we're going to go out drifting after this podcast.
Oh, right? Definitely,
like,
sure.
Like, there's no doubt.
I guess I shouldn't even mention that. That was stupid.
It was no question. But I remember when I first learned to drive, that's what popped in my head. So, for some reason, you know, in the movies, they shift gears real quick. I was doing that.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure my dad was going to slap me out of the car.
Same thing, because, like, it's just something about being able to do that. It's so cool.
Yeah, so cool.
Even though it's Because you got to think about it. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people cannot drive a stick shift.
That's true.
Everything's now automatic, unless you like go to Europe, and a lot of them are actually still sticks.
Some people still do sticks.
Yep. But and then it's just cool.
It is. Looks cool. It's something about it. I feel
like you can make fun of your friends. Like, oh, you want to drive here? It's a stick. Yeah. It's a stick. You can drive it.
Also, Gladiator was another movie I didn't.
Oh, I do feel you on that one. It's pretty good.
I don't think I've seen Gladiator.
Well, you're missing out.
Now, when you say Gladiator, I went. But I was like, oh,
it was like mid 2000s around there.
Yeah, it was actually the year 2000.
Oh, was it
exactly?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or 2001.
I might be a little bit later then, but yeah,
you're late.
I am late.
Okay.
Right. But that just had a lot of feels.
Yeah.
That movie.
Sometimes too much feels, it gets me. But I do like a movie with feels in it, you know, like Pokemon the movie.
Hold on, wait.
You cannot say the first time anybody ever watched Pokemon movie, you did not cry when Ash turned to stone.
I didn't cry.
Man, you can get out of here.
See, well,
when I first saw that, I was in tears for days. It's one of the most feels I ever had in a movie.
Well, I mean, you're a little bit more into your cartoon animated based stuff than I am. Horatio Taylor over here is a little I think he's in between.
Yeah.
He likes animes and the cartoonish, but not all that much. Because you can form an emotional bond with this thing that doesn't exist.
When I start watching something, it can be real, it can be not real. I put me in their shoes. So when Ash turned to stone, I turned to stone.
Your heart turned to stone.
And the Pikachu started crying and he came back. I was just like, that's something.
So Pikachu's tears brought him back from stone.
It did.
That's enough said.
Yeah.
Look at that. Taylor, it's okay. I get him. Man, pass him a tissue.
Start cutting some onions over here, right? But yeah, because I've teared up over real live action based stuff, you know?
I did. I teared up during American Sniper. The end of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was tearing up a little bit.
Yeah,
I didn't tear up because I already knew what was coming since I already read the book.
Mm-hmm. But you teared up when you read
the book. Yeah, well, no. I did tear up when I read the book because the book was a whole lot better to me and it made it more real. So when I saw this, oh, yeah. And then I had looked it up, so I already saw the proceedings of the funeral and whatnot. So I knew it was coming. But, you know, it was really sad, though, how they killed him because he's trying to help people.
Yeah,
and then this. I mean, I don't know the guy's motives, but I mean, I think it was an accident. You know, it was his mental illness. But yeah.
I guess things happen. Huh? Like all good things, must come to an end.
Come to an end.
So that's been episode two. Two dos.
But don't worry though.
Beans and crackers.
We're coming back. We'll be back.
Taylor, say it again.
What?
I'll be back.
Like the Terminator said.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
There you go.
And we're Beans and Crackers. This has been Taylor, Emmanuel, and this guy, me, Steven. I never said my name. That's probably something I should say.
Or Lee. You know, Lee. It also goes by that.
Well, thank you.
So, share or comment.
Like, and subscribe.
And favorite.
Dang it. We forget whatever. I'll forget whatever.
We'll get it.
Thank you. Have a great day. Great night.